Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. Our call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners that are tuning in and those included on our switchboard along with those that have joined us in our chat room. It's an honor to be with each and every one of you this evening and allowing us the opportunity to be invited into your homes. I just wanted to let our listeners know, yes, I need to change to Tuesdays and Thursday nights, but I did want to remind all of our listeners that Thursday night of this week, we will have Craig Campobasso joining us, and he's a multi-award-winning filmmaker and Emmy-nominated casting director. He is extremely well-known for producing the short film Stranger at the Pentagon, written and authored by Dr. Frank E. Stranges. He's also very well-known for his extraterrestrial species, The Ultimate Guide to Greys, Reptilians, Hybrids, and Nordics, and UFO Hotspots. So don't forget to tune in on Thursday evening. I'm excited to have him joining us this week. So it's going to be a fast and furious and very exciting show. So just make sure you write that down. But most importantly, I'd like to express my warm, heartfelt Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. This show, I worked very hard to bring it to each and every one of you, and this is a gift from my heart to yours because I literally heard your tears on radio, and I found myself wiping those tears, and I could relate and feel how you felt when you lost a loved one. But any of you that also want to ask questions outside of your loved ones, obviously our show is geared towards bridging the gap between you and your loved one. I really wanted to do the show for all of you. You guys know my heart always gets in the way of things, and it will always be that way. So just bear with us. But before we invite our guest speaker for this evening, I'd like to share a bit of her background information with all of you. I'd like to introduce you to psychic medium Sarah Lopez, a hilarious woman who has been communicating with people who have passed over since childhood. Her natural intuitive abilities rely on the presence of the non-physical, personal identity of the individual or individuals, which does continue after change called death. Many can find it difficult to navigate through the complex emotions that come along with grief. A mediumship reading with Sarah can provide comfort to those who seek an interface that has been struggling to connect with a loved one, hence helping you to better cope with your emotions, clarity, and healing after a loss. Utilizing her abilities and clairvoyance, Sarah's life mission is to provide messages that are clear, concise, evidence, above all, healing to those receiving messages from her beloved loved ones. I'd like to invite all of you to visit with her website, and I'd like to share a bit of information about her website. She is redesigning her site, but I'm going to give you her website anyway because you can register with her on her website. You're going to want to keep in contact with Sarah. I promise you. I've known her for quite some time, and this is a real treat to have her join us this evening. So that website is the Souls with an S, reason.com. Let me repeat that. The G Souls, S-O-U-L-S, reason.com. And for the ones that are listening on the player, I have her website linked up for your convenience. So all you got to do is click onto that. And if you would like to personally contact Sarah, you can reach her at her email, readingswithsarah@gmail.com. Again, that email address is readingswithsarah@gmail.com. So without further delay, let's all gather together and give psychic medium Sarah Lopez a warm welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Are you with us, Sarah?
Yes, I am. Hi, my dear. How are you?
I am sassy as always.
right. That's an understatement. Thank you so much for having me on the show, my dear. But I do want to, real quick, I do want to say goodnight to my grandchildren. So I just want to say goodnight to Elliot and Owen and Magnolia, and Grandma loves you bunches. Okay, so let's get busy with this wonderful show.
Well, good night to the grandchildren. Sleep well, and may you go out and play with the angels.
That's right. They are just sweet as can be. And, you know, I thought it'd be kind of cool that they could hear Grandma real quick.
Well, I think it's really awesome that they were able to tune in and be able to just enjoy this moment that their grandmother is on radio.
Yeah, right?
That's exciting for them because, you know, little children, they truly get the magnitude of what's happening. And so that makes my heart giggle as well.
I know. And, you know, what's just so amazing is that children are just so innocent in every way, and they're just so clear. Children are just so clean and clear, and I just love it.
Absolutely. Well, before I go any further, let me share that call-in number with all of our listeners, and that is area code 347-327-9086. That website for Sarah is the Souls with an S, reason.com. And if you'd like to personally contact her, you can reach her at email, readingswithsarah@gmail.com. And many of you already know where to find that information. It's on our player, and I've linked everything up for your convenience. And so this is a young lady you really want to get to know. I've had the pleasure of knowing her for the last couple of years. And she, too, many of you know that I lost my husband. He wasn't the only family member that I lost. And Sarah was able to come in and really help bridge that gap between the loss of my husband and a few of my other family members, but I really wanted to do the show with all of you. Sarah, I got a question for you, if I may.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times soon after our loved ones make a transition, do you find that they go through a process of healing on their end, along with being placed in a healing chamber? I'd like to hear your thoughts about that.
Okay, well, we all know I'm kind of just the basic, you know, basic person. Like, when it comes to, like, what I see, you know, I've always said, Leilani, you know this, that I am far from perfect. But the way that I view it is that it's kind of like when you wake up, you kind of wake up from life and you get to see for the first time and hear for the first time. And there is no anger. There is no human emotion. So we kind of get to wake up and see everything. So like we get to see our roles that we played in everybody's life and, you know, our woulda, coulda, shouldas and everything else. We just kind of wake up with all knowledge. And the only time that I've ever seen is somebody kind of being on, let's say, quote unquote, hold for a moment is maybe because of suicide or maybe because they didn't want to, you know, come to terms with their passing here. So sometimes people can be on hold for a minute, but their family members are around them. It can take them a minute to wake up. But for the most part, everyone just kind of wakes right up.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really interesting because when you were able to bridge the gap, you know, so Graham could actually communicate with me, what did he do? First thing he had to tell me was is the great motorcycle that he had what he had painted on it. And he was going 200 miles an hour having a blast.
Oh, my God. Hysterical. Yes. And that is true. That is so funny. That's so funny. I forgot about that. Yes, Leilani, that is true.
I didn't forget it because that was him. And that's when I knew without a shadow of a doubt that, you know, and that was his first message to me because he had a real deep love for motorcycles. And, you know, when I met him, that's what him and I did on the weekends and his days off. We were on a motorcycle traveling all over Arizona and obviously other states as well. And those are such great fond memories that I had with him. And so that was typical of him. But we're going to be taking you guys' calls soon. I see that you guys are on the switchboard, so get your questions ready for Sarah, because let me tell you, she delivers a lot of information in a very short period of time, okay? And if you ever get to set up a session with Sarah, make sure you put your seatbelt on, and this is no joke, okay? I mean that literally. Oh, laugh it up, young lady.
I know. Well, hey, it's true. It's very true, very true.
Yeah.
You better put on your seatbelt because you do get a lot of information, and there is a lot of information, and I've done this my whole life, and I'm not here to, I just literally, like, you know, I always tease that as soon as I start a reading, it's literally like diarrhea of the soul. Like everything I see, I have to say. And so you do get a lot of information in readings. That is for sure.
That's absolutely correct. You know, I want to step back in time because, you know, you were fully aware as a child these different individuals would come to actually see you in your bedroom. Can you share a little bit about what that was like for you as a child? Are you with us? Well,
goodness.
Let me see.
Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I accidentally hit something. Okay, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, remember, yeah, this computer thing is new to me. Okay, so I do remember back all the way from the time, you know, I was in a crib. But I do remember, though, I would lay in bed, and I was in kindergarten, and I just remember the attic door was in my room, and every night I would cover up my eyes because I knew he would come out of, you know, I knew he would come out of the attic. Well, I had this Raggedy Ann and Andy toy box, and on that Raggedy Ann and Andy toy box was another picture of Raggedy Ann and Andy toy box, and on that picture of Raggedy Ann and Andy toy box. So anyway, it just kept going and going and going, and I would lay there in bed, and I'd be like, my gosh. It just keeps going on and on forever and ever. And this man would come out of the attic every night, and he would sit with me, you know, one of my people, and he would sit with me. And I had my eyes covered, and he tapped me on the forehead, and I, you know, took down the blankets, and he looked at me, and he goes, it goes on forever and ever and ever. And I said, yes, it just goes on forever and ever and ever. And he goes, always remember that, because that is the way it works. And I will never forget that ever, because I was so confused as a child how Raggedy Ann and Andy, how it just kept going on and on. The picture just kept going and going. And I, you know, being a young child, it was hard to understand that. And then one of my people made sure that I knew, and that's how it was. That's the reality of it. It does just keep going and going. And
wow.
I do that. I have so many stories from what I remember. So many stories.
So if we may do a deep dive on, you know, your relationship with your parents and you sharing this information? Were they?
I am very blessed. I was a product of the hippie days. So, you know, I really didn't even know until I was about 8 years old that I was a little bit different. So, you know, so let's say, for instance, you know, a child's six and they're, you know, playing tea and talking to people. Well, you know, you really don't pay attention because, you know, they're playing pretend. And then when I was 8 years old, I realized that, I'm not some little kid anymore who can play pretend. And I realized then that people didn't see the same things I did. So, yes, was I around a supportive kind of environment, kind of, because
yeah.
I got to talk to my people. They taught me how to tie my shoes. They taught me how to read. I did read backwards before I read forwards for God, it seems like years, I think, before I actually read regular. They did teach me how to tie my shoes, like in a mirrored vision. So my loops are upside down. And so, yeah, they taught me everything. If it wasn't for them, yes. And my mother was great. My father was not around as a child, but my mother was great. And right now she's one of the most supportive people I have in my life.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting that you said you would read backwards, because I read books backwards. And I
yes.
still do today.
That's so funny. I read backwards because how I got all my information when I was younger was like kind of like a mirrored vision, like in a mirror. So I just read backwards. And then when I got into school, so, you know, nothing wrong with that. Leilani, now we can just speed read, sister. That's all. Really, because that's what it is. I mean, now we can just speed read.
Well, you know, I always wondered about that, you know, but, you know, regardless, I still do it today. And I'm going, God, if people only knew I read books backwards, they'd go, what is wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness. Leilani, if anybody knew half of the stuff that we do, like, seriously, they'd be like, what is wrong with you? You know what? That's okay. We're just human beings. We're good. We're fine. We're fine. We're all good.
Well, I want to ask you this. When did you start to realize that it was individuals that were coming to visit with you, or was it something that as you got around other people that you would start seeing people that had made the transition? What was this like for you?
Up until about 8 years old, I never knew the people that were around me were, you know, quote unquote, dead, let's say. I didn't. I just thought I thought everybody saw them the same way I did. So when I was six or five or whatever, yeah, I was playing pretend, not a big deal. But then as I got older, so I started realizing that, you know, they weren't, nobody could really see them, actually. And I am so sorry. Where was I going with this? What was your question? I'm sorry, my dear.
Well, what, you know, when did you come to realize that it was people that had made the transition?
Oh.
You know, was it when you started seeing them?
No, it was around 8 years old. Yeah, it was around eight when I started realizing, okay, yeah, that's where I was going with that. Goodness gracious. That's when I started realizing that what I was seeing was not what everyone else was seeing. So you know, always been a firm believer in God. And I do remember praying a lot and really thinking that, you know, something was wrong with me when I was that age. But that lasted maybe just a very, very quick minute. And then I realized that this was my gift. And you know, it's weird. It's like I never thought that to live another way without talking to people who passed, I never thought that that existed in people's lives. I just thought everybody did it.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense at all.
It does. It really does. I personally am very grateful and know that it's a very special skill set that you have, because the lives that you have touched and allowed people to receive a level of closure that they may not necessarily had received, you know, prior to the transition, that you're able to literally bridge that gap so that they can get on with the healing process and to start moving forward in their own personal lives. And, you know, when I first got on radio, I had callers that would call in, and, you know, my heart just went out to them knowing that they had lost a loved one. And so kudos to you that you have always been of service to others, especially when it came to, you know, someone that has made the transition. Now, keep in mind, everyone, she doesn't only talk with people, loved ones that have made the transition. She can dive deep into any subject matter as well. And obviously, with our time that we're allowed to be on radio, we can only deliver just so much information to each of you, okay? So, Sarah, again, I would like to ask you, was there any point in your life that you felt as though, wait a minute, I don't really want to do this anymore? What's the sense of it? What's the purpose of it?
Oh, yes. Like, yeah, that's not even a question. And to be quite honest, I mean, you know, sometimes I do. I went to hair school. I went to college to be a counselor. Like, I did everything to try to get away from what I did. I did. And, if I said I was done, God gave me 4 more appointments. If I said I was done, he brought me a couple more children or a couple more, you know, people to help. And that's just the way it was. I, to be quite honest, and I know this sounds bad to say, I really didn't have much of a choice. So I just made a decision when I was 29 to just go with the flow, and I got certified by my first state when I was 29 years old, and it's just ever since then.
What do you mean by being certified?
Can
you elaborate on that?
I do not do it anymore because of the fact of is that I used to be a lot more riskier in my life, but work with police departments, work with stuff like this, and you know, and I love doing stuff like that. I love helping people and everything. But, you know, now that I'm in my 50s, it's almost like I don't want anybody to ever have to feel sad in this world. Life is hard enough, or, you know, our choices, most of the time, we make them, and it makes our life hard. And I just don't want anybody to have to carry that. You know, like I said, it's hard enough as it is, just every day. And I just want to bring some peace to people, or even some, you know, just tools to make life easier as well.
Well, and I feel it's extremely important for an individual to have a level of closure. You know, I knew it was important for me when Gran made the transition. I had a lot of peace with the other family members that had made the transition, but, you know, it was with my husband because him and I were married and we'd been together for a long period of time. And so, and one of the areas that I understood with myself as an individual is because I was so close to it, even though I know I have my own spiritual gift sets, I just wasn't able to tap into that to be able to directly communicate with them, be it I was still in shock or I was so emotionally distraught from the loss that, you know, I had blocked that channel between him and I. And this is where you came in. And once you did, I was able to start the healing process and move forward in my life. And I feel that's extremely important for everybody.
Okay? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So with that said, Sarah, you want to go ahead and take our first caller?
Yeah, bring it. Let's do this. Bring it.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code, let's see, 856 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria. How are you this evening? Good to hear your voice, honey.
Same here. A little bit better. How about you guys?
Actually, you are sounding much better. I noticed that last week when you called in. I went, she's working on pulling it together. I'm proud of you, by the way.
Thank you.
But most importantly, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. I mean, Valentine's
happy
Day. Oh, my Lord. Somebody
hey,
help
anyway.
me.
seriously.
Well, I guess that's how my heart feels, right? Wanting to produce the show for all of you guys. So, anyway, Rosemary, what was your state again? I forgot. It's New York?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Please forgive me for that.
That's
all right. So, please meet Sarah and present your question to her.
Hi, my dear.
Hi, how are you? I've been going through a lot of stuff. Our little girl that said Happy Thanksgiving too. I was going a little crazy, but like trying to think get everything straightened out with my brother and all that happy stuff from my father's passing. So whatever kid's coming up for, I guess love, because that's still not coming in yet. That makes sense.
Okay, I get that. Trust me, I get it. Okay, so most of the time, okay, so the way the universe works, or the way I see it working, is that a lot of the time, sweetheart, that, you know, God knows if you have a man put on your lap right now, it may be a little bit overwhelming, okay? So, the thing is that I do know my love. Now, are you seeing somebody now?
It's a friend, buddy.
Okay, that would be a no?
Not interested in them, but there's
okay.
Somebody else.
Okay. Okay, I get
he's
it.
More further
okay,
away
well,
than
I do know. Okay, well, I do know for a fact, probably about the third week of March, something will pop up to allow you to actually get to know somebody more. So, if there is somebody that you are curious about right now, then around that time that I just said, you will be able to, you know, to get some better communication with this person, you know, stuff like this. And so you're looking at like the third week of March for that. So, you know, make sure you're dressed well and everything and, you know, impress, seriously. So, and I do think this is somebody that you know, but just not in that level yet. Okay? Okay? But this is not an ex.
Got it.
By any means. Okay? Okay. Now, I have to ask you a question real quick. You had said something about your brother.
Yeah, he's been giving me a lot of issues and a lot of chaos, a lot of certain things. I got to fix it, what he did.
Okay, no, stop it. You don't need to fix nothing, okay? Now, you know what? For one, for me to talk without cursing is very, very hard. So I need you to listen. You know, my girl, this is not for you to fix, sweetheart. You have to understand you have your own path. You can only do so much for people. And, you know, I call it the three-time rule. So if somebody comes to you with an issue, let's just say your brother, you know, he comes to you and says, well, I screwed up again. Well, here, let's fix it. Let me help you. He comes to you again, says the same thing. Well, we already talked about this, and here you are doing the same thing. Three-time rule. If somebody comes to you for the third time with the same thing over and over again, and they refuse to change or to learn, you have to let them go. It's kind of like the universe pats you on the head and says, you know what, thank you so much for trying with your brother, but he's going to have to learn the hard way, and so please let him go so we can teach him. But I am getting, though, psychically, honey, this whole scenario with your brother, you kind of have to let that go for now.
Yeah, it's just the one thing that I have to fix for my father. It's just it gives me a problem for my citizenship, if that makes sense.
Okay, yes. But what I'm saying, though, with code, is if you back away from the situation for a little bit, your situation is going to be better. Sometimes we can harm people by helping them too much, sweetheart. So, you know, we keep helping them, and it can harm their path. So I think right now you need to put information into you, because you need to put information into you. You need to put love into you. You need to put everything, because like, it's almost like life is standing next to you with a silver platter and they're just waiting for you to wake up. And I know that sounds rude, and please don't take that wrong, but sometimes we throw our hands up to the universe and say, what am I doing wrong? Why is everything so miserable? But it's because of the fact of we keep putting energy into things that we shouldn't be. So, sweetheart, I will tell you this. You have great things coming, and you are actually getting another job or a raise. Do you work now? Are you expecting a promotion?
I'm waiting to get into a new job because I lost my job.
Okay, you're getting one. You're getting one in a hot minute. And do me a favor. I know it's not your favorite thing, but this is going to be a stepping stone. Get your foot put in. And I promise you this. This is probably where you're going to meet this person or from other people. I do think this job is offered to you from somebody that you know. But all I can tell you is, sweetheart, is that you have great things coming about the third week of March. And from them on, not kidding, you're going to be fine.
God, I love that. Rosemarie, you should be over there doing the happy dance, young lady.
Yes. And Rosemarie, can you hear me, my love?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Have you been ill lately?
I just got over a throat thing from after Black Friday. I started. Now I'm trying to control something else because of my stress and all that stuff, and I'm trying to fix that problem.
Oh, God, right? Just, oh, my God, sister, I feel you. I do see a fungus. So if you are not... What, honey?
That's one of the issues right now.
Oh, is it? Okay, I see a fungus, and it's... Okay, it's going places that it's going places it's going to hide. So this means it can be, you know, a long time before you get rid of all of it. So I'd really like for you to be very, very vigilant about looking up anything, honey, to you know, get rid of the mold or the fungus internally and look for ways to get rid of it organically. I'm not seeing it any damage right now, but I do see that fungus and stuff wants to build, and it really does want to make you miserable, so let's just make sure it doesn't make you miserable, okay?
And if I may interject here, you may want to look into echinacea, do some research on that, because I found that really helps me. And also, you may want to consider and, you know, make sure you do your research in that as well, is making a ginger and garlic tea or adding extra garlic and ginger to your foods. Fresh is what I'm talking about, you know, grating it on there and stuff. You'll be amazed, I feel, with the results from that. But make sure that, have you set up an appointment with a doctor?
My regular doctor on Friday, and the other one, I have to see him in April, but hopefully he'll see me sooner than expected.
Perfect.
I hope.
Okay. Well, you keep up with the good works, because I noticed last week you made a tremendous shift, and just remember, I'm very proud of you. Keep raising your frequencies. It's going to be extremely important for you, okay?
Cool.
Otherwise, I'm going to leave you with that, okay, Rosemarie?
Cool, I appreciate it. So I'm going to, just to impress, I guess I got to go pick him up what I requested last weekend.
Yeah. And don't forget to go back and re-listen to the archive, because, you know, there are times when it's difficult to capture everything that's being shared with you, okay? Shall I disconnect you, or do you want to stay on hold?
I'll stay on hold. Thanks, guys.
Fair enough.
Welcome, my dear.
And happy Valentine's.
That's right. It's Valentine's, not Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Goodness gracious, God Almighty.
I was just saying, if she was paying attention.
That's so funny.
I'd like to welcome area code 929 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from? Area code
929. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello.
Just a little bit. I need you to either turn up your volume or get just a little bit closer, if you would. I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh,
hi.
Thank you. Hey, I'm fine. Oh, the volume was turned down. You're right. Hello. How are you today, Leanne?
I am doing well, and it's just as sassy as I can be.
You
can't dress me up and take me. And I'm like that in real life too, I promise you. Anyway, give us your name, hon, and where are you calling from?
This is Stacy. I'm calling from snowy Brooklyn, New York.
It's good to have you with us this evening. So what's on your mind tonight, young lady?
Okay. I have a question, okay? The dream job that I want is not going to come until late June or July. So currently I have two jobs, but my day job, I don't know if I can, because I do a lot of sitting. It's a call center, and I needed that job. It's just a job to make some extra money. So I have the qualifications. Even though I work at a call center, I also do side projects where I schedule appointments, you know, for people trying to get identification cards. So the company that I schedule appointments for, they are now hiring. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be there long, but I feel that if I submit my resume, they may want to, you know, they may want to hire me after 90 days. Do you think it would be a good idea to submit my resume? Because like I said, the dream job that I really want doesn't come until the end of June or the beginning of July.
Okay, so you already know that you have that job at the end of June?
Yeah, that one is promising, yeah. That's promising, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, to be quite honest, I think you deserve a heck of a lot more than scheduling any appointments, sister, okay? Because apparently you are pretty smart. You have a very, very high IQ, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, yes, totally.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay, so did circumstances or whatever in life, let me ask you this. When you were 10 years old, okay, what did you really want to be when you grew up, honey? What did you really want to be?
I really wanted to be a newscaster. That was my newscaster, and I was into entertainment and acting. And I'm going to acting school, too, starting next month.
Ah, yay. Because of the fact of it that I do see other things for you, okay? A lot of the times, you know, we do get into survival mode in this world, okay? We do. And so we work 2 to 3 jobs, or we, you know, go back to something that we did 20 years ago because we are so scared of failing that we just always go backwards and we think we're helping ourselves, but we're not. So this would be my psychic advice, my love. Yes, I do know that you are going to get that job, okay, beginning of July. It won't be at the end of June. It'll probably be probably closer to the 7th or the 17th of July. I will tell you, I think something else is going to come up before that, my dear. I think yes, I do want you to answer your question about submitting a resume, yes, because you should always look at every opportunity that the universe puts in front of you 100%. You can always say no, okay? So, yes, I want you to do that. But I am seeing, let's see, hold on, wait, I got to see the month. Let's see, wait, okay, it's February. Sorry, I'm seeing it in my head. March, April. So I would say late May, my dear, something is going to pop up to give you a whole new opportunity to take you a whole new different path. So, yeah, congratulations on that. It'll be a good one. And maybe for once in your life, you can actually just work one job.
I am. That's what my goal is, just to work one job. But I'm in
survival mode. Wonderful.
Like you said.
Well, it looks like in May, my love, something, a right-hand turn is coming up, and you're going to take that opportunity, and you will feel that you do not know it well enough, or you may not know the position well enough or something, but I'll tell you this, you take it, and you fake your way through that job all you have to. You got it, sister? Because that is your job. That's a good money maker.
Okay. Got it. I will do that. Love it.
Yes. Now, and I'm so sorry. You said you live in New York?
Yes, ma'am.
Brooklyn, New York.
In Brooklyn? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this job that is popping up for you, this opportunity that comes in May, you know, it may be a little drive. It may be like maybe you do have to, you know, stay with somebody else during the week or something, but it does seem like you're like that. It's like, oh, it may be a little bit more pain in the booty than what it's worth. But I'm telling you this, please, any job that's offered to you in May, especially by somebody that is familiar to you, I want you to take that job. Okay.
Okay, I will. I will.
You know, Stacey, I'm going to be keeping a sharp eye on you. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, do you have any other questions? Is that your only – you just had a question about work, my dear.
Yeah, so the thing is with the call, because I work at the call center. Do you see anything flaky going on, like, for example, or is this me? Or maybe I can just be overworked. Or I'm just ready to go.
No, you are correct. Yes, you are correct, my dear. Yes, it is. Something is going on. So you just feel that something else is going on underneath that they're kind of hiding from people?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, companies get bought all the time. People merge, all this stuff. You know, and sweetheart, I'm telling you this, man, I look out from the outside in. You really are worth more than a call center. I'm not putting down call centers. It's just you're so smart. You are so smart. My goodness gracious.
I'm ready to get some out of here. Okay. Believe me, I'm ready, like, one foot out the door, but it's easier to get a job when you have one. Yes.
Oh, my God. That is so true. That is so true. But you stay doing what you're doing, because we all have to do what we have to do to get to where we need to be. But I promise you this, in May, honey, something good is coming. It's going to be out of the clear blue sky, and it's going to be an opportunity, and you're going to be very, very grateful. And you may second guess yourself, but we all have that, you know, about, you know, questioning, you know, our fears, everything. But you can do this job, and you are going to do it, and it's good money, and it almost even looks like a car allowance even.
Oh, okay. Sounds awesome.
No, this is going to be good for you. This will be offered by somebody that is familiar to you. So you just hang in there, do what you got to do. But May is going to be a whole new chapter changer, sister.
Okay, sounds awesome.
There you go.
Sounds awesome. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to leave you with that, Stacey.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And happy Valentine's Day, Stacey. Much love and blessings.
You too. Okay.
You are welcome. Oh, she's so sweet.
You're welcome. Shall I disconnect you, or do you want to be on hold?
I'll be on hold.
Fair enough. We'll do. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 860 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Wow, thank you so much, Lisa Marie from Connecticut. Hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi.
I told someone happy Thanksgiving today, too.
My goodness gracious, what's wrong with you girls?
We can't help it if our heart feels that way, right, Lisa
That's
Marie?
Right, that's right.
It's snowing like crazy here today, so I don't know. It was just really funny when you did it, too.
Now, Lisa Marie, this has to stay between you and I now, okay? Mum's a word.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, what's on your mind tonight, young lady?
I'm wondering how things are going for me or what's coming up or something my angels or guides, most of my soul wants me to know or do. Everything seems to be spinning.
Oh, gosh, honey, let me tell you, everything's spinning for a lot. But, okay, so that right there is, okay, so normally, I'll just say this. When I do my readings last about 90 minutes. Because of the fact of is that I like everything to come through organically, naturally, and just, you know, hey, whatever's supposed to be. So with our limited time that we have, that question is a little vague for the time that I have. So let me ask you this. Okay, how about this? Since I do kind of know, when you say your life is spinning out of, well, you know, well, not life, but just, you know, stuff is out of control right now. Give me a subject of something that you really need to quit being out of control so this way you can gain control back of your life.
Fear.
And trust me, no question's too stupid.
Fear.
Fear?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, my love. You said
fear.
Fear.
Yeah,
fear.
The illusion of fear, yes.
No, it's fear.
Okay,
it's an illusion.
I get that. Okay, you're right. Okay, and is this for work? Is this for, like, actually, you know, you did a lot of self-healing and now you're ready to go back out in the world and you're scared of that? Like, what is this fear, my love?
everything. My home life, my health, my bad neighbors.
Right.
I haven't seen my only child in 12 years, 40 years old this year, and I haven't seen him because of his life choices. I'm everything.
Okay, I do understand that, and with our time being short, yes, you do have a lot on your plate. You do have a lot on your plate. But, you know, sometimes, honey, it's not about making choices. It's about literally just, like, deleting some of the stuff off of our plate so it clears up what we're supposed to do. You know, your home life, your work, everything is it's supposed to change. And it should have changed about 14 months ago. So something happened about 14 months ago, correct?
Not sure. It's
at home?
So busy.
Okay. I will tell you, my love, this is what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to just step outside this huge cluster that you have going on, because you really do. Step outside of it and look at it from the outside in. Get out of it emotional, because there is, like, I would say probably 9 different subjects that are just kind of like going down a rabbit hole in your life. So it's almost like you have to reset everything. And I know it sounds way more difficult than actually what it is. So, in other words, instead of being tired of stuff, instead of saying, you know, I'm tired of being the one who has to do this and this and this and this and this, you know, I do get that. I do get that. But it just seems like you're doing more than you have to, because you're carrying the load for other people that you kind of need to stop doing. Does that make sense? I can't say a lot, because, you know, yes, but you've carried it long enough. And so the energy that you should be putting into you to make stuff happen or make things not so chaotic, you're not doing. This is why the chaos keeps happening. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes. Same relationship for 32 years marriage.
For 32 years?
I get it.
Okay. Okay. I know. Well, okay. Well, see, this is the thing, honey, is that I don't really know what I'm allowed to say when I'm not on air. But I will tell you everything that's been going. Okay, everything that's been going through your head. Huh?
Say whatever you want.
Okay. Everything that's been going through your head, especially these last three and a half years, honey, about how you do want to leave and how the life that you do picture, trust me, you don't get those thoughts because you're making them up in your head. You get them because that's where you're supposed to be. So this, what is happening every day and everything, if you want it, if you want to be where you're actually supposed to be, just, I'm not kidding, every day wake up and just start saying, you know, let me see what I need to see, not what I want to see. And trust me, your path will unfold right in front of you. But you have to make sure, though, that that's what you want, because you can't say I'm in a miserable marriage, but then the universe gives you an out for it, but then you stay. So I'll tell you, honey, I feel bad for you. It does suck when you feel stuck. And I'm sorry you feel stuck. I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you.
I am. But, you know, it's okay to shake things up and to change. It's okay. And I know change is so scary. You know, I'm very scared too about a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'll tell you, I picture all these doors of opportunity. And on each door of opportunity, I have, you know, written on the door whatever that opportunity is. And it's so scary for me to open that door. So I have that fear too of, you know, I'll picture myself standing in front of this door of opportunity, and all that space in between is nothing filled but fear. It's scary. It's scary being a single mom. It's scary, you know, knowing how you're going to pay your bills. It's scary. Just everything is. I get it. But I promise you this, if you put a little bit of energy into yourself and maybe a little bit of what your own wants, I promise, honey, you're going to start seeing stepping stones put right in front of you, and you never even had to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are loved, and you are enough, and you are loved. And I will tell you this, I do not care what your upbringing was. I do not care about anything. Every single person here has a purpose, and that is no lie. That is no lie. And I don't care if your purpose comes at the age of 12 or if your purpose comes at the age of 72. You have one. We all come here with these outlines in our souls of what we're supposed to do. In between, that's called free will. That's where we mess stuff up with. We mess stuff up with our free will. And it's okay. It's okay. But my dear, When you're ready, I want you to say out loud. I want you to go outside and have a glass of wine, or you go for a walk by yourself, and you say out loud. Because remember, they can't interfere without permission, so you have to say out loud. And I want you to say that you're ready. Whenever you're ready, I want you, that's all you have to do is just say you're ready. And I promise you this, that smile on your face, the one that you have to fake every day, one day, my love, it's going to be real. I promise.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm not kidding. I promise. You're going to be just fine. You are. Just love yourself a little bit more and put a little bit more. Everybody thinks that the word selfish is so awful. It is not. It is not. It's not how we have to fill our cups, because the only thing that we help others with or help our families with is what spills over. So we have to work on ourselves and our lives to keep that cup full every single day. So this way we can be here. We can be present to help others or to share our experiences or whatever. So the word selfish is not a bad word.
That's right. I'm going to leave you with that, Lisa Marie.
Thank you so much.
As you know, go back and re-listen to the archive, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. Thank you both. God bless
you.
You
are a wonderful, wonderful person.
With all the love in the world this Valentine's Day.
Aw, thank you, honey. Thank you. And the same to you as well. I'm giving you a great big hug and sending lots and lots of love your way, okay? So do you want me to disconnect?
Oh, no.
And God bless you. Fair enough. We'll do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'd like to go ahead and hold on. My switchboard just jumped on me. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 917 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, ho. Is it me? Because I know there's lots of
Hi.
Oh, good. Hi. Wonderful. Thank you, Leilani. Thank you. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah. Hi. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Wow.
And Karen, you're calling from New York, right?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you, hon. What's on your mind tonight, Miss Karen? Oh, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes, thank you. Happy Valentine's to you both. Thank you. Awesome. Nice
thank
energy
you.
These days. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm kind of inspired by the last caller because I feel like I screwed up. I can't imagine that I really fit this life that I've been living, that I really planned it. And looking back on my life, it hasn't been too great. So without going into detail, I was wondering, what do you see for me? Have I veered off track, or is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? And I'm kind of in the middle, too, and I'm having a lot of
Sarah,
overwhelm and
reacting, Karen.
Healing and moving on.
Hi, Karen.
So, hi.
The great thing is that we can't be lost if we don't know where we're going, okay? So you are not lost by any means because, you know, that when we look down the path, we're like, really, this is it? This is it? So I will tell you, my love, may I ask you, you don't have to tell me your exact age, but around about age?
I'm kind of up there. In the retirement.
Okay. Okay, let's put it this, okay, under 50, over 50?
Over.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. Well, the great thing is, my love, about you being over 50, it's a great thing. You know, it's very, very common to start a new chapter. It's very common to, I mean, you can look at it psychologically or, I mean, even, you know, spiritually. Everybody after the age of 50, regardless if it's, you know, 51 or 55 or 65, we do start a very clear chapter. So if your new chapter, you know, like in the stage of your life that you should be able to enjoy it and go on vacations and, you know, not have to, you know, clean the house all the time and this, that is where you should be right now. So if you're not, I don't want to say you didn't do anything wrong. You know, yeah, do we stay in situations longer? Do we, you know, yes, we all make mistakes. But may I ask you a question, my dear? What is it that mm-hmm. you would like to have change in your life? Seriously.
Everything.
Okay, I got it.
Money.
I got it, okay.
Location, health, friends.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. Yeah. Location's going to change very quick. Seems like you know somebody or have somebody, family members or something that is probably, did you say you were in New York, my love?
Yeah.
Okay, it's south from New York. It's south. Unfortunately, I can't tell, really. I'm awful at maps if they show me one. Mm-hmm. But I do see a location. This may just be some of the months out of the year. But I do see a location change with your energy in it. You know, so maybe this is, you know, you go visit somebody for a couple months, or maybe you just pack up everything and say, okay, I'm out. I'm done. So there is a location change coming.
Okay, that's great. I just want to say I don't have a family or friends like that I would be visiting. Okay. And no money on my own to move. So there'd have to be a miracle or some act of God.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, my love. I have seen, you know, and for anybody, always remember that whatever way you think it's going to pan out, you know, just get that out of your head, because it'll never pan out the way that you think it is. So if mm-hmm. I see something happening, it'll happen in the most, like, crazy way that you've ever fathomed in your life, okay? Like, literally, wow. A friend that you had, you know, 40 years ago could call you and be like, oh, my gosh, we're in town, and we're going to go do this. I would love to see you. And then here you go. Here's your new friends, and now you're spending your days in Florida, okay? So trust me. Mm. Don't ever, ever think that it's not possible, because it is. And for you, it is. There are friends. I know that you've had some downtime. There's been some things. These last 7 years have not been all that easy, correct?
Yeah, at least seven, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And so I will tell you this. If you want something to change, just, I'm not kidding, it's that easy. Just say, I'm ready to change it. But you have to be willing to let the stuff go. If something, a very, very, very wonderful woman told me this a long, long time ago. If someone or something does not serve a higher purpose for you now or in a couple days or in a couple years, get rid of it. It's done. Bye-bye.
Right.
So if you have anything in your life, my dear, that is not serving a higher purpose for you, get rid of it. And I promise you this, when to be able to see where your journey can take you without carrying all that baggage, mm-hmm. it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it makes room for new things to start all of a sudden flooding into your life when you let go of things that no longer are, that serve your well-being.
Yeah. Hey, do you donate your time or are you like with a group of people or something that you do like charity work or, you know, I don't know, maybe work for like, okay. Okay.
No.
If anybody offers that to you, I know that you, you know, that it would have to be a specific thing. It's not like you would, you know, go do anything. But if somebody offers something to you that interests you, I would like for you to just do it. Even if you do it for one day and you're like, oh, my gosh, that was so boring, I never want to do that again. Great, at least you tried. But it seems like a lot of people are going to be coming out of the woodwork, giving you opportunities to go places or to do things or something like that. And so just open that door to allow that to happen, and it will. I promise it will. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was a
Karen.
I helped a friend who was in dire need before she ultimately passed away, but that was like last year and almost to the end of the year. And I guess that's a different story than charity work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep in mind, Karen, I want you to really give yourself permission to be open-minded. And even if it means you just to step out and go for a short walk, even down to the stop sign or whatever, or go sit in a park or whatever, You need to start doing this, okay?
Hey, Karen. I'm sorry, Leilani. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Karen, do you remember back in the, 60s and 70s, and they had color forms? Do you remember color forms?
Color forms?
Yeah, do you remember color forms? Remember they were on a board?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you peeled off the sticky thing. You put your people in your desk or whatever the setup was, and you could peel them off and rearrange them?
Yeah, and had geometric shapes.
Okay, you remember.
And color. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so like I had one that was it looked like a classroom, and then you put the desks and they were like little clingy things, and they stuck on the thing and you could rearrange them. Okay. I will tell you this. I view the world like I view this world like this. I view that if you want to picture yourself in the house that you want with the water behind it, whatever the case may be, I really do view it as none of this, like, I hate to say you can manipulate the world to make it go in your way. It's not what I'm saying, but I will tell you this. There is some reality in the visions or the things that we think of in our head of, oh, I wish, my house looked like this, or I wish I could sit by the water. Those are real things that exist in you. Those
want
to come out.
It's manifesting.
Well, they will. Yes. See, that's the life that you're supposed to have.
Yeah, okay, good. I have been doing that, but I don't do it every day, but I have been visualizing kind of what I would want.
Good.
That's right. You keep doing it because, trust me, that what you're visualizing has existed in you since before you came here. And that's what people have to realize. They're not just making this stuff up in their head. These are real things that we're here to do, and we just go with the flow. Something good's going to happen, honey, and yes, you are going to have friends. I'm sorry. You can argue all you want, my love. You're going to have some friends, and you're going to be doing a little traveling soon. So there you go.
Thank you. I didn't mean to really argue. I was just saying I didn't have any now that I would be, thinking I would visit. That's all. But I'm definitely open and ready, so thank you so much.
You should. Good, because you have a lot to offer, honey. I know, trust me, it's easier to stay inside and just ignore people, but you have a lot to offer and a lot of lessons and a lot of tools to share with people. You ain't done yet, so why don't you live?
Okay.
So, Karen, I'm going to leave you with that. And remember, go back and re-listen to that archive, okay?
Yes. Very good.
Say goodbye, Karen. You have a good night.
Shall I disconnect or put you back on hold?
Yes,
you're
home.
Extremely
like
welcome.
Thank you.
Fair.
Have a great night. Blessing.
You do
both.
As well, and happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 518 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from?
Hi there. Hold on one. Hi there. I'm here. Let me just turn off. Okay. There we go. welcome. There we go. I'm sorry. Hello, Leilani. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Val, and I'm in New York State.
Hi, Val. Good to hear your voice again tonight. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
what's
you.
On your mind
happy
tonight?
Valentine's to you both. I would just like to know what Sarah sees with a gentleman. Do you need a name?
No. So this is okay. So normally, I don't know if you heard earlier that normally I like information to just come through organically. So I may ask a few more questions just so I can feed out other information. Okay. So first of all, how long have you been romantically involved with this person?
I'm not at this time.
Oh, you're not. So is this about one specific person, though?
This is about one specific person, yes.
Oh, so you're interested. You just haven't told him you're interested?
No, he's someone from my past. We're not involved.
Okay.
We haven't been in a while. And I don't know, just something in my gut tells me the situation's going to come around again.
Okay. I will tell you, I do tell all my clients that, if if they bring somebody back around from the past, you know, it's not some sign. It's just that they just want to see if you're still stupid or not. That's all. But
oh, I don't
I
believe
will
that.
Tell you.
I know. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I know. I say that sarcastically. I just
I
say
mean,
that sarcastically.
No, I agree sometimes. And other times I've seen people get back together after however long.
Yes.
And they have
oh,
a fantastic
I, oh,
relationship.
I agree.
So, I mean, it can
I agree
go either 100%. Way. I'm not. Okay.
Yes. Yes. But most of the time, okay, what is a good way, I guess, to base the energy, if this is somebody that you should give a second chance or, you know, third, fourth, whatever, is if the issue that you guys were not able to finish the relationship, as long as that's cleared up.
Oh, of course. I mean, I understand that. Nobody can go back to somebody if you don't have a situation cleared up. Absolutely.
Yes. But the only thing is, though, is that this individual, okay, that we're talking about, the issue that sometimes he has, this person, okay, see, I don't even know what I'm allowed to say on this thing. Okay, here, I'll just give you the quick version of it. Yes, you have thumbs up. You have thumbs up. But an incident that happened before may mm-hmm. happen again if he is not, he has not come to terms with that issue. It can come back up again. Yes.
Well, can you give me a clue what it might be?
Okay, well, here, I'll just ask you. Was he a drinker?
No. I mean, he drinks occasionally, okay. But no, nothing like that, no.
Okay. The only thing that I do see that you will have to work with this individual is because mm-hmm. of the fact of is that he is not the most, open person. Very honest, but not very open, okay? So communication-wise, you might have to be a little patient communication-wise. And he already has come back around?
No, not yet. That's why I asked what you see.
Oh, he is. And you know what? And you wouldn't have asked that question if you thought that he wasn't. Because you already feel it in your gut, sister.
Okay, because it was left pretty hostile for quite a long time.
Okay. And may I ask the pretty hostile, okay, is this because you were trying to help him with an emotional situation?
No, it's just because we both did a lot of dumb, stupid, not like anything, I don't know how to explain. We just both did a lot of stupid, dumb things, stupid lies, nothing like, hey, I stole your money, nothing like things.
Well, I really like him, and I do. I really like this one, but also, though, there is another one as well, and you will have to choose.
Okay.
So you are going to meet somebody else, I would say, are you seeing anybody else right now?
I haven't seen anybody in years.
Okay, well, oh my gosh, you're going to be a lucky girl then in a minute, because it seems like you are going to meet somebody just randomly very, very, very soon, and then, you know, Murphy's Law, then guy's going to come back around, and you will have to make a choice.
Oh,
but it's okay. What a fun choice
it's going
to be.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's so sweet.
My heart's with him. So he could be
okay.
My forever.
Now, okay. This, oh, that's so sweet. And I will tell you, this one that, you know, you have, or he has your heart, the one that we're talking about here. Does he have any post-traumatic stress disorder? Is there like some long-standing issues from a long time ago there for him?
just the way you grew up, yeah.
Okay,
I
do see that. That's,
about
that
it.
Yeah, well, that is just something that I see in him. That is the what you have to be patient for, or work with, or whatever. Just because sometimes he can see things in a different way, or act and react in a different way because of this post-traumatic stress disorder from past. And so it's nothing against you. So I think sometimes you just have to be a little bit more, patient with him, for sure. But aren't all women?
Yeah.
Very patient.
Yeah. That's very true.
That's so
okay,
true.
Okay, so now, okay, so did that answer your question, or would you like a little bit more detail?
If you have a little more detail, but I'm wondering when he might be coming back around.
Okay, so you're going to meet somebody in a hot minute, just randomly, and do you have, like, anything scheduled, any barbecues, anything coming up? Any friend time,
no.
Anything?
Oh, friend
okay,
time.
Well,
sure,
that's
I tend to get together with friends and go do different things.
Okay, so I'm going to say that you're going to meet somebody in February, okay? You know, just maybe mm-hmm. talking, you know, going out for
yeah.
a few dates here and there. And then the other guy, you're going to hear from him, let's see, in late March, early April. No, before that. So probably late March, early April is when the connection with him actually comes about. So you might hear from him a couple times. And then I want to say late March, early April, that's when he actually comes back around.
Okay, that sounds good. I've been waiting for quite a while. But I don't give up.
Is he in another state?
What?
Is he in another state?
No, not at all. Just a crazy state of mind at times.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I get it.
Yeah. I know we got to go, but what was I going to just say? Is there anyone else around him?
Anyone else around him what? You mean like
another female?
Females, or is he solo right now?
Okay. Well, okay. Sometimes men... it doesn't matter their age, you know, they require other attention. This does not mean attention
yeah.
from like a woman sexually or anything like this. Okay. Now, so is
right.
he talking to anybody? Is he seeing anybody in a romantic way? No. Okay. Because let me tell you, he can barely deal with one relationship. This is why
yeah.
he is the way he is. Okay.
Yeah.
To be honest. No, seriously. So no, that is not the case at all. That is not the case at all whatsoever. So you do not need to worry about that. He just, it's easier for him to be by himself than it is to work with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh boy.
That's,
do you know him?
He is, but it's okay. They're telling me to tell you this. So this way, when he does come back around, maybe you'll have a better understanding of, you know, like, when he's quiet or when he doesn't, if he's not communicating well or whatever, it has nothing to do with you. It's not like he's skating away from you or anything. It's just, that's just how he works. And,
okay.
you know, there are no good men in this world. There's only good men who ride on the coattails of good women. You be that good woman,
yes.
honey, and I guarantee that man will jump on those coattails and he will be communicating in no time.
Okay.
I like that, Sarah.
I like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, Val, I'm
going to.
You. I'm going to leave you with that, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you, and have a wonderful Valentine's Day, each of you.
And
you too, my dear.
Thank
you.
Okay, shall I disconnect you, Val? Or do you
want
to stay on
hold? No, you can leave me on hold. Hold.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'd
like to go ahead and welcome area code 832 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Houston.
Is this Lisa, you said?
Yes, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Good to hear your voice,
Hi,
young lady.
Lisa.
Happy
well,
Valentine's
thank you.
Day to you. Welcome to
well,
the
thank
show.
You.
What can we do
thank
for you tonight?
Yes, I'm just calling in to see if there's anything good coming in for me because I've been going through a lot, and I was just wondering if there's something good coming in for
okay,
me.
Okay, you're getting money. Honey, did you hear me?
Oh, really?
Yes, you are getting an unexpected amount of money. I mean, it ain't gonna be like I promise you this. It's gonna be good to help. This is something that you overpaid for, or that they messed up a few years ago. So you are gonna get an unexpected check in a minute. Okay. What state do you live in?
Houston.
Texas.
Oh, you live in Houston. Okay. Okay. So you are going to get an unexpected check. This could be from something from, you know, they messed up your taxes. They messed up unemployment. They did something. So, and this could also have to do with one of your children as well. Okay. So,
okay.
But I do see some unexpected money that is coming towards your way, or, hey, you know what? Gosh, maybe it is one of your kids and they all of a sudden pay you back. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. I know. Now, so let me ask you this. What do you do for a living, my love?
I'm retired.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Okay. Do you still work part-time, or do you still, like, maybe still help out the people that you used to work for or anything?
No, I haven't been doing anything lately. That's another thing. I need to get out and do something.
Okay. Well, I see something that you used to do, my love, something you know, that you used to do for work, or even just used to like to do with your hands. You are supposed to be doing that with other people. Okay. Now, do you like growing plants? I know it sounds weird. Are you like a plant person, a garden person, a herb person, anything?
I like plant flowers.
Okay. Now, I want you to keep that open, because I do see like you, I mean, I hate to throw the word work out there. It's not like you're working, but if you want to call it work, just so that way, you know, because I see you being social with other people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you choose to be like, you know what, I'm going to go get a part-time job at this coffee shop because I like it. Or I'm going to go get a part-time job at this, you know, at this nursery because, you know, I don't have to deal with a lot of people and all I got to do is just, you know, be outside and water plants. Not a big deal. But I do see something that like that coming up, but that's what you're supposed to do, because this is what is going to lead to some other opportunities. Like,
okay.
Friend-wise and, or this, like, okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You are. Okay. A long-term one?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what is that person still working, or are they retired as well?
They still working.
Okay. Okay. Are they getting, okay. So that's kind of the issue too, right? Is because the fact of here you are, you know, I mean, you don't have a lot of have to's anymore.
That's true.
Okay. Well, okay. Like I said, I don't see you working, but I do see you getting interested or taking up somebody on their offer to you, because of the fact of it's like, yeah, yay, a little income, some friends and, you know, some, you know, getting out of the house time. And that's what we really are here to do. And, you know, Texas is an amazing state for like, oh God, get togethers and for like all this stuff. Texas is really amazing when it comes to people or like meeting people or like, events. You know, stuff like this. So I would encourage you to like go do those things. Like seriously.
Okay.
Is one of your children living with you now?
She haven't been too long moved up. I have one daughter.
Oh, you just have one. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was seeing that a child is going to come and have to stay for a while, but that could have just happened too if she just moved.
Yeah, she just moved.
Okay. Okay. I kind of view this as a male. So, you know, I'm not going to take it off the table that you might have a male visitor staying for a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. A younger one, but they may, you know, a little fire put underneath the butt to get life started. So. Yeah, I get. Yeah, you're like, oh great, yet another house guest. I'm so sick of taking care of everybody. Yes, I get it, honey.
Oh yeah,
I get it.
Yes,
I get it
very much. Yes, very much.
I know, but I were you, honey, I would start looking in for that unexpected money. You know, when I see unexpected, I mean, it's not a whole. It's under $5,000. I don't think it's over $5,000. Okay, I'll be honest. But I will tell you this: it just seems like it's enough to be like, whoa, this is great. I can pay this off. And, you know, and now I feel a little bit more better. So
yeah,
keep an eye out for that. And like, and read all your junk emails and stuff too, because a lot of the times if, you know, let's say for instance, you work for the union or the grocery store union and years ago, and now they have to give you a check. Well, that's going to be in your spam mail. It won't be, you know, it won't be in regular mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And another thing I need to ask you, I've been kind of dealing with my health, and because I have been having a lot of grief, because I don't know why I can't get rid of this grief from my mother, and she's been passed on for 3 years, and it's just like it's not, I can't get rid of the grief.
Okay. Now, okay, so let me ask you, what is your grief? Okay, so if I was to ask you one thing that you wish you could have said to your mother, what would have been?
To tell her I loved her.
Okay, well, you just did. And she knows that, honey. I promise you this. You know, you did everything that you could. You did. You did everything. You did everything that you could. You did right. Yeah, there's no need to feel guilty, and there's no need, sweetheart, to have any woulda, coulda, shouldas. You're a good, strong mom. You're a good, strong daughter. You did good. You did good. And, you know, she didn't want to stay here anymore. And did you kind of want her to do a treatment or kind of want her to do something and she didn't want to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did.
Well, she said mind your own business. Yep, she said mind your own business. She's happy. She didn't want to do the treatment. She didn't want to do it, sweetheart. And, you know, and maybe this is what your grief is from, because you feel that things would have been different, you know, just if she would have done this or this, and it wouldn't have been different, sweetheart. It actually would have been worse for her. And she knew that in her gut. Oh, God, and she loves her sister, my goodness gracious.
No, yes, she did.
Yes, and her sister passed before her, correct?
Mm-hmm, she did.
Yeah, well, her and sister, yep, they're doing all kinds of fun stuff. So, honey, there is no reason for you to carry any guilt or any sadness. And you know what? No tears when you think about her. No tears at all. Like, sweetheart, her body doesn't hurt anymore. Oh, my goodness, she can dance again. And you know what? Like, you got some crazy family members over there as well. Your family was very, very loud, honey.
Yes, they were.
Oh, honey, yep. But
yes,
sweetheart, don't hold on to that. Yes, yes. And, you know, you're still here. And you don't need to just walk around existing. And she does think that you should live. Trust me, one day, sweetheart, you'll wake up from this godforsaken thing that we call life. And you'll wake up and everyone will be there. And all of you girls will just sit around and play cards and just talk about all the funny stories and why you guys were in each other's lives. And it'll be amazing. So you can miss her, love. Miss her. Talk out loud to her all you want. But you still have stuff to do here. So don't let your grief get too heavy, because it doesn't do anybody any good. And I'll tell you, grief does keep them from talking to you. It's hard to hear them, and it's hard to dream about them when you have grief. It doesn't do you any good. But your mama does love you, and you still have some stuff. She does love you. You did everything. No reason to feel guilt at all. And she didn't want to do that treatment. And she did say you need to mind your own business.
She does love you.
She does love you. No reason to be sad at all whatsoever. And, sweetheart, you're an amazing person, and you still have some stuff to do here. And once again, I love telling people, especially women, share your tools. Share the tools that you've learned. My God, make a difference in somebody else's life, even if it's just 2 seconds, even if it's you see a homeless girl. You know what? Stop and just look at her and just say, stay away from drugs and stay away from men, and you won't be homeless.
It is true.
And my love, I know you have a lot of tools and you have a lot of learning lessons that you have gotten through. And I would love, you know, just, you know, find a good group of people and maybe get together with them. Maybe share some of your tools with some women in halfway homes. There's so many things that you can do to make sure that you leave your mark in this world, and make sure it ain't a skid mark.
Okay.
Well, Lisa, I'm gonna leave you with
you
that.
You are amazing. You're amazing, Lisa. You have wonderful things coming, and you just start expecting it, okay?
Okay, I will, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold? Darlie,
you put me back on hold. I can be on
Fair
hold.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 845 TUSC. Your name and where are you calling from, please? Hi. Are you with me now?
Hi. Hi. My name is
Hi.
Maria. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Maria.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I am doing so. Oh, you made my night. Thank you, Maria.
Oh, thank you.
I think thank about you all the time, young lady. Sarah, she's calling from Italy.
Oh, hi, Maria.
Lots
hi,
and lots of love to you. Happy Valentine's to you and your daughter. Make sure you give
thank
her a
you.
Hug
thank
for
you.
Me, okay?
Thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you.
So what's on your mind tonight, Maria?
I want to my son from Oskar. And then he said that it changed, I asked for something else. Otherwise, nothing. You can give me the first
did
and then give it to me. I said, you can't. I understand.
Did you sell your house yet?
No.
Sarah.
Yes?
I'm going to turn it over to you. Maria is selling her house in New York. She wants to buy a villa near the ocean or on the ocean in Italy. She's in Italy right now. And I'm going to let you tell her all the good things that's going to be unfolding for her.
I'm in bank. I come in bank in less than a week.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand that. What?
I'm coming back from last week.
You're coming back to New York in 2 weeks.
No, I'm
oh, good.
I'm coming back last week. I got a week here. I come in. I'm in New York.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so then you're going to go back in a couple of weeks. Back to Italy?
Yeah. No, I'm at
gotcha.
Home now. I want to go back in July. But now
okay.
Home.
So do you want to see what's going to be unfolding for you?
Yeah. What's your question, my dear?
I got it for questions to get given to me. Otherwise, I give me one. I want to know the size of my husband first.
You want to know if your house is going to sell?
Yeah, all right.
Is that what she wanted to know, honey?
I'm not sure.
I want a massage from my husband. My husband is in the other side. My husband
for
is in
some
there.
Reason.
Yeah, I'm not here. I can't hear very well.
Yeah, but for some reason I am.
It's very muffled.
It's muffled. Is your daughter nearby?
I change the subject. Are you see me? I'm going to sell my condo in Italy. You're going to buy the other side. In Roma, on near the water.
Okay. Okay, so I did. She wants to know if she's going to be selling her condo in New York and buy her villa in Italy by the ocean.
Yeah. How long has the house been for sale in New York?
I got it put it for sale.
She just put it up for sale.
It'll be gone in a couple days.
It's going to sell very quickly, Maria.
Yes, very quickly, my dear. It'll sell very, very quickly.
Where are you going to buy the house? At Rome or in Sicily, near the world?
So she wants to know where she's going to buy her house in Italy. Is it going to be inland or closer to the ocean?
Actually, where she's looking or where she... where she thinks it's going to be is not. So it's going to be, I would say, and it will be ocean, but it's going to be about, hold on here. So if I'm looking at where she wants to, it's actually going to be, I want to say, east about 20 minutes. But it's 20 minutes, but it's only like, I don't know, maybe 8-9 miles east of where you think you're going to buy the villa now. So, but yes, it is on water. But if you go east to the left, so if I'm looking at the property now, if you go to the left about 9 miles, 20 minutes, you'll get a better price. And it seems like it cuts back in, like it goes in, like, and so it's kind of more private. So yes, you will buy one.
Now, is she going to get what she wants for the house she's selling in New York, the condo?
More.
Oh, you're going to get a lot more money for the condo in New York, oh. Maria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. And I sincerely apologize to you, Maria, that we haven't had quite a good connection with you. So forgive us for that, okay?
I know.
Not for the taste. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
but know that I think of you guys often.
Thank
and I'll come
to
see
you
in Italy.
Thank you.
You do as well.
Thank you. Take care.
To
bye-bye.
You as well. And God bless you.
God bless you too.
Shall
okay,
I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
Okay, leave it. Leave it like that. Leave it up.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank
you. Okay, you're welcome. I'd like to welcome area code 505 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Hi, Patricia. You're very welcome. Where are you calling from, Patricia?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Good to have you with us. By the way, Patricia, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, thank you.
So what's on your mind?
I'd like to find out. I'm residing in a women's homeless shelter here while I'm seeking and wanting to get my work, a job. And obviously, long story short, the income will help me get the housing. What do you, and...
Okay, my dear, what state are you in?
What? I'm in
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so now may I ask you a personal?
Yes.
Can I ask you a personal question? Okay, so and I am not here to judge, honey. I have been in homeless shelters too, so don't even worry about it. Okay, that's just I think part of life. Now, what is it that you feel got you where you are now?
Well, I was planning to relocate. I just had some detours. So.
Okay, fair enough. I get it. I get it. Okay, now I do know that New Mexico has really, really good housing. Have you already signed up for housing and stuff, honey?
Well, when I get the information, not necessarily from my case manager, but he does help me.
But he
always says that too, that I need to have an income. So I'm a yes, obviously. Trying to find a housing voucher so that I can take it to
somebody
to get, you know, reduced rent and so on and so forth.
I will tell you this. I am seeing that the house voucher, like, that will go through very, very, very quick for you. So as soon as you fill out everything, you know, as soon as you do all that, you're going to get it pretty quickly, my dear, like pretty quickly. Okay. So just know this, as soon as you do the application, you should have your housing voucher, I would say, probably within days after that.
Okay, but
okay?
I'm going to get
so, Yes. Okay. So now, what did you do for a living prior to this? Like before?
Well, my last job was remote, and it was rating social media ads for my company's clients online.
Okay.
We had to rate 30 ads. Basically, it was rating 30 ads a day. Didn't take long, probably an hour. Paid low, but it was an entry level. I was paid $9 a day. And so
$9 a day?
Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
My dear, you're worth so much more than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
So I've been applying to on-site jobs. I've applied to and I've just done fingerprinting for this school district for a monitor position, plus through an agency. And I've applied for a couple
wonderful.
More
positions. Wonderful.
She's right on the right track.
Yeah, because I was just going to say that it looks like you're about to get a government job or something. I know in the beginning it's not going to probably be enough hours or whatever, but this is what you need to get your foot in so that way you can have some income, okay? So this way you can get your housing voucher so you have your own roof over your head. But, you know, and you'll be working part-time for a bit, but that's okay because that will help give you the help that you need right now, okay?
Yeah.
Working part-time. But it will go to full-time very quick. So I do know this job that you're going into is going to be a part-time job, but it is government, okay? And then I would say maybe about six, seven weeks after you start, you will be offered full-time.
Hmm. Okay, because I applied to some other
types of jobs. So any government job. Yes.
Right.
But it's okay, honey, if you want to work part-time for a while because of the fact of is that, you know, I mean, you got some stuff to figure out, okay? And as long as you have that income coming in and then you get a roof over your head and, hey, it's
right.
Stuff's going to get moving on the right track, sister. I promise.
Right.
This is not the end of your story yet. This is not the end of your story, honey.
Oh, I know.
And you know, and let me tell you. You know what, when you get this job, okay, and you get out of the homeless shelter, I want you to start writing. Like, I'm not kidding. Don't ever be a character in someone else's story again, okay? This is how we get in these situations, because of the fact of is that we are always a character in someone else's story. This time, honey, you are going to start your own foundation. You're going to make a good, strong foundation. You are going to be the one inviting people into your story, okay? And it's time. No more being under someone's thumb or being in someone else's story. This is yours from now on. You got it?
Yes.
It's going to be great, honey. You're going to do just fine. Just believe in yourself. Like, trust me, if you believe in yourself, even just the smallest amount of what I see you're capable of and what's going to happen for you, then you'll be moving mountains in no time.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding.
Right.
She's got a lion's heart.
You have a lion's heart, Patricia, and own that, okay?
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with that, Patricia. It was good that thank you for calling in, and happy Valentine's Day to you. Lots and lots of love and big hugs coming your way, okay? And you keep us posted on how well you're doing.
Please do.
All right. Thank you very much.
Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold? Either way, it's fine with me.
You can disconnect me. Thank you.
Fair enough. Good
thank
night
you,
to you.
Dear. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. I'd like to thank you. We did hear you. I'd like to go ahead. Oh, hold on. My switchboard is jumping. I'd like to welcome area code 504 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Debbie from Louisiana on Mardi Gras.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. I love Louisiana.
Good.
I do. Fabulous. I love it. I love it there.
Everything
good to hear your voice
here,
tonight, Debbie.
Oh, because I'm sitting upright and, you know, just listening. And, yeah, I think I'm mostly lounging before.
Sounds wonderful to me. Happy Valentine's Day. But what's on your mind tonight, Debbie?
Well, a friend of mine had told me about a job that was hiring. And it's back in a location that I had a job. It's a different company. And I don't know that I want to go to that, but I have been off for a year, healing, and I know that year is, you know, I feel like myself again, I guess, so to speak, and I just don't know if it's the right thing, because I know I'm supposed to work for myself, but here I go back for someone, you know?
I know. Okay, so now, what is this job, by the way?
It's in sales.
What is it doing?
It's sales. I'm good at it, but it's downtown.
I know, right?
It's a little dangerous. It's, you know, it's kind of the same thing.
And then what did you want? Okay, well, I'll tell you this. Now is a very good time for you to make a decision, because you either go back to doing the same song and dance you were doing before, or you start something new. So you wouldn't be thinking this if you didn't have it in your gut that you really want to start something new. So tell me about it. What is it?
I honestly,
because you do want to do something new.
Yeah, I do. You know, but the things I think about, like writing or healing, it's just like, there's no clear business plan, and it just feels, you know, I feel like I'm dreaming or something sometimes.
Oh my God, you're so cute. You're so cute. Oh my God, I love it. You know, like, do you know how many times a day I literally say out loud, I don't feel like I'm here. I don't feel like I'm here. Like literally, I see what you mean, that you're dreaming. I get it. Okay, unfortunately, my love, you will go back to regular job. Okay? But
okay.
I think you need that. I know it sounds awful, but I think you need that so that spark will come back up very, very strong and say you are done working for, quote unquote, the man. Okay? You are supposed to do something, and it is going to go on a right-hand path, but it isn't clear. And you have to understand is that this is your journey. This is your life. So if you know, if I told everybody what was going to happen, then you would miss your learning lessons. You would miss, and another thing, and you would miss that feeling of accomplishment of, oh my God, I finally did this. So you know, unfortunately, you're going to go back to work, a regular job. Okay? You are, and it'll probably start very soon, because this job actually starts in March, correct?
Yeah, probably, yeah, if I took it,
Okay, well, I will tell you this. The quicker you get back to your regular work, the quicker you're going to have your own business. I'm just going to tell you that.
Wow, okay.
You kind of need that feeling in your gut to be like, oh, my God, why did I do this? I know it sounds I know, but it's okay. It's okay, because just like you said, I don't know yet what I want to do. I know there's something else, but I just don't know. I guarantee you go back to a regular job, you're going to figure it out really damn quick, and it's going to be all your idea, and it's going to go amazingly.
Okay.
Then you will leave. I guarantee you are not even going to go back to work, not even 6 months, honey, not even.
I felt that too. No, I do, because I don't like working downtown. I just don't. It's just, it's the 9 to 5. There's a lot of crying now, you know. I just, it's not for me.
Oh, my gosh, right? You know, also, though, this may have to do, honey, with that you are supposed to go out and get a regular job right now. This could also have to do, too, because of the connections that you're going to make in these next 5-6 months. You know, maybe it's just because it's in that area or because it worked. So this could also be another reason why you have to, you know, why I see you working a regular job until you get your aha moment, your epiphany moment, and go, oh, I know what I want to do now. And then you'll politely give your 2-week notice, and they will say, go ahead and leave now. And you'll be like, heck yeah, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, she's building resources, you know, people resources.
Yes. Okay. And then one thing, I'm going to throw this out to you. I don't know what it means, because like I said, in my readings, you know, everything comes up organically, but if I see it, I can't hold it back. Something about life coaching, something about working with people, life coaching, or running or like you know, maybe being in charge of an umbrella or something that people do this. It's not psychologically based. It's not like this is a mental hospital or anything. But you actually might really seriously go into like, kind of like what me and Leilani do, but just more in a, you know what I mean? Like a life coach. I know what you're saying. I don't think that's what it is because I'm not like reading, like, you know, like diving deep in, but for some reason I did get that. So this may mean that you may meet a life coach and they're like, oh my gosh, we would love for you to run, you know, our office or this, and we'll pay you, you know, $130,000 a year just to, you know, run it. Okay, for sure. No problem. So just look for this opportunity. I'm not kidding. It does have something to do with like metaphysical, with the soul, with helping, with everything. And I think these connections are going to be. Huh?
Okay. I got a surprise for you ladies. I got a surprise here.
Okay.
I wrote this. This is information I was going to give on the next show, not this Thursday show, but next month. These are going to be the top jobs, okay? And these jobs are going to start in 2024 after the total eclipse in April the 8th, okay?
Oh, wow.
And beyond. And these are going to be the top jobs. So everybody listen up. Leadership roles. Creative professions, including musicians, artists, writers, and journalists. Creative problem-solving capacities. Healthcare, research and development at all levels. Therapists and counselors. Social work. Caregivers for the elderly and disabled, education, teachers, instructors, and school administrators. And these are going to be highly sought after job positions after April of this year and beyond.
Awesome.
Okay. So real quick, when I said life coach, doing something like metaphysically, like something like this, and you said, yeah, I kind of already knew or whatever, I really didn't. So you already have a gut feeling that this is the route that you're taking?
Yeah, because at work, my old job, people would ask me, they said they would be drawn to me. And, you know, I had a lot of, talking about people connections. But then after a while, they were asked for a reading, and I'm like, I'm at work, you know? It's not like I really wanted to give readings. You know, I would just say things without realizing it.
Anything spiritual is going to be huge.
Yes. But also, though, the major thing is that, you know, money is just a piece of paper that goes off in exchange of energy. That's easy. That'll come. But so that way you feel fulfilled inside, you know? I mean, think of, you know, like just right now, you thinking about going back to work, you're like, oh, God, it seems so heavy. You know what I mean? But then when you think about doing something lighthearted, you're like, oh, my God, my heart feels happy. So
it's true.
That is the direction you're going in. I think this is why it came up, you know, with the life coach or the, you know, whatever. That's the route you're going to go. And I just think that some more connections need to be made. And unfortunately, you have to go back to working for the man Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Just for a little bit, though, sister. Just for a little bit, my girl.
Yeah, because even I have I was thinking, well, you know, I'm probably going to need a new car. My car's like 20 years old, and I would need a job before I would even be able to look at anything, you know? I don't think if I was self-employed, they would do that for me because I've been in both positions before.
A means to an end.
Yes, and that could be why.
Level.
Yep, and that could be why you have to go back to work for 6 months, too, just to have that on piece of paper, you know, so you can – do what you need to do, but you are starting your own business and you will not be at this new job. I would say 5 or 6 months and you're out. Like, yeah, that's it, honey.
That feels good. Thank you so much.
So Debbie, I'm going to leave you with that. Please forgive me. I got to try and make one more caller.
Thank you, Lila.
Otherwise, you're extremely welcome. You know that.
My dear.
I'm going to listen. Keep me on.
Happy Valentine. Fair enough. We'll do. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and answer area code 520. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Trina from Tucson.
Hi, Trina. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Hi,
you
my
as well.
Dear.
I have only a few minutes, and I did want to try and bring in another caller, so please forgive me for that, but I'm going to have you go ahead and ask your question so we can go ahead and answer it before we have to say goodnight.
My name is Trina.
Hi,
she can
Trina.
Read me without, she can read me without
What's
me
your question?
Ask you the question.
How about if we explore her project she's working on? Do you see?
Well, let's just get, like, what? Okay, what is the question that you have, my dear?
How much have I grown?
Say that again.
How much have I grown?
Well, I mean, I don't think. Actually, to be quite honest, I don't think a psychic can answer that question. I mean, my goodness gracious, have changes been done 100%? But I think growth, when we think about growing, I think that's something very personal, and only we know that. We can feel that. And even if no one else sees the change, hey, as long as we know, then that's really all that matters. So as long as you feel that you have done a lot of growing, that's really all that matters.
Okay, fair enough.
That help?
But you know, you've already done some. A lot.
Well, yeah. I've done a lot. I've done a lot. And it, you two saved my life, okay? So, in any case, how is the direction of the business?
The direction in your business? It's
yeah.
It's going good. But the only thing is, though, is that you've had a few more, have you had a few more stalls?
That was a good question. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to sound rude. You know, you're a very kind person, and maybe sometimes, like, don't let these people. I mean, you're starting a business, okay? So if they ain't doing something right, you know, you still gotta put yourself first and put your business first, and be like, okay, well, it's time to let you go, because there is a couple. The people that you've depended on or something like that, that is just not coming through all the way and you don't want to be mean?
Well, I can't let them go only because we're on the last leg, or I would have done it. But yes, he was every turn we made on this land has been a showstopper because he didn't actually develop it per code and it's been a mess.
Yeah.
But we're on the last leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I will tell you this. As soon as this last leg is done, it seems like something else or someone, I'm going to go more with someone, is going to pop up, and then the business is going to have no more hiccups, and it's just going to get done. So it goes up in like hyperspeed in a minute. So as soon as this first leg of this is done, then it goes to hyperspeed,
yeah.
And then everything gets done real quick. But this is from all the lagging. But yeah, as soon as this last stage is done, but you know what? Stay on it and have them get it done really damn quick, or darn quick. Darn, sorry. Have them get it done pretty quickly.
You can tell. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, no, I've even asked for the certificate. I'm actually telling them how to run this business now, because I've learned that much about this business.
Oh my God, that does not surprise me. That does not surprise me. So just be patient a little bit longer. When this step is done, then it like goes into hyperspeed. But somebody else though steps up, and is like, okay, well, hey, I can do this now. I can do this now. I can do this now. And it just flows after that. So just get through this part right now. God, poor thing. My goodness.
Okay, Trina, I gotta leave you with that, so
that's
forgive
fine.
Me for having to cut you short, but I am gonna go ahead and put you back on hold, okay?
Yep.
Bye, Trina. Have a good night, honey.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. Have fun.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure that I shared once again Sarah's website, and that is the T-H-E, Souls, S-O-U-L-S, Reason, R-E-A-S-O-N.com. Again, it is the soulsreason.com. And Sarah's been working on her website, but when you get there, you're able to share your email address with her on her website. And go and pay a visit periodically, because I'm knowing Sarah, she'll have that taken care of in no time. But
yeah,
I also, yeah, I know. You surprised me. But I also wanted to take a moment and share her email address with you guys as well, and that is readings with an S with Sarah at gmail.com. Again, that email address is readings with Sarah at gmail.com. I want to remind all of our listeners, you only got a sneak preview of her skill sets this evening, okay, because of the time that is allowed for our broadcast for this evening. But I can tell you firsthand, if you decide to schedule a reading with Sarah, put your seatbelts on, make sure you got a recorder, because the information that is delivered is mind-blowing. Okay, because she really jumps in depth and gives you a whole lot of information. I personally have never met anyone until I met Sarah that is able to give the amount of information in such a short period of time. And I forewarn you guys now, there's so much information that if you do not have that recorder there, and there's no way you can even with shorthand write down all the information that she actually shares during a reading with her. So, Sarah, before we, I have to say goodnight to you. Is there any last-minute thoughts?
I know, so quick. Yes, thank you so much for having me on here. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And everyone, Sarah will be returning back next month. To share her greatness with all of you this evening. I do want to take a moment to apologize to all our other callers that we were not able to receive this evening. Please forgive us for that. Hopefully I will be able to answer you guys' calls on the next go around. But I also wanted to make sure that you guys know Thursday night's broadcast, we have Craig Campobosa that will be joining us. He's a multi-award-winning filmmaker and Emmy, nominated casting director. He has written a short, he produced the short film Stranger at the Pentagon, authored by late Dr. Frank Stranges. So we're going to be doing a lot of deep dives. You guys will love Craig. He's been a dear friend of mine since 2004. So I'm really looking forward to reconnecting with him on Thursday evening. Otherwise, remember to always be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. And don't forget to go back and listen to the archives, because I know it's difficult sometimes to capture everything that's being given to you during a reading. So on that note, have a great day tomorrow, everyone, and happy Valentine's to all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Universal Spiritual Connection. If you like what you heard, then be sure to hit like and subscribe. And why not share with like-minded people? Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves.